This summer, we've brought you musical postcards of street performers from around the country.
Playing outdoors seems to be a very important part of this kind of music.
Bruce Day and his bluegrass band in Arlington, Virginia.
It's nice to have the fresh air and the bugs biting and the birds tweeting.
And we encountered some unexpected performances too, like that of Michael Sampson in Vermont on his didgeridoo.
It brightens people's days and kids dance, and so things with rhythm that make you dance are just like they're healing. They're good for the public.
There was violinist Alexis Dotti in Lansing, Michigan.
I'm a student at MSU. I'm studying linguistics. My goal is to do it debt-free, and this helps a lot. This pays for books, and this pays for food.
Today, our last stop is Berkeley, California, where we find Philip Roschiger playing his guitar.
When I was very, very young, I mean, my first memories are listening to music and feeling my body tingle. My father was a band leader in the Air Force, so I traveled all my life. And he played cello. That was his primary instrument. So I grew up listening to the cello suites by Bach. And then we also always had a piano, so he did piano trios, and I studied piano before he studied guitar. Then I heard a guitar record in 1962. I was 12 years old. And it was mostly flamenco, but the guy, Fernando Sirvin, played two classical pieces. And I just thought, before the record was over, I want to spend the rest of my life doing this. And then I couldn't stop. It's nice to put out some good vibrations into the ambiance.
That's Philip Roschiger performing on the streets of Berkeley, California. This is NPR News.